A bird in the hand is worth what? It's Home Economics on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Here's Sam from Simplicity. Hi Sam, how are you?
G'day.
Just jump in the movie then for a second. Sorry, that was the brand new heavies. Hey, hi Sam, how are you?
Good, g'day mate.
Now, of course, as our big B card sponsor, you must be getting excited about seeing the B card holder who's going to win that massive prize on Friday. That's going to be humongous.
It's going to be cool.
But it's not all about winning prizes at Christmas, is it? It's about spending, but also not spending all your dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, maybe this Christmas should be the Christmas you set a new low benchmark for spending, right? But a high benchmark for giving. You know what I mean?
Like, sure,
it's not just, it's not things. It's not stuff.
It's time and presents.
Time and people and love
attention,
and all that good,
you know?
Stuff.
Yeah. It's all very good and well saying, oh, I went to the family Christmas, but you're on your phone the whole time. You know, see you later. That'll be, you know.
Yeah.
And you win them, exactly. And then, you know, and then the parent, oh, you're using up all the internet, and we've only got this plan. And you know what, mate?
This is a time to be really jolly, because if you have a look around the world right now, right, this seriously confused, mucked up world out there, New Zealand looks like a little bit of an oasis right now. I mean, there's a whole lot of bad shit that's going down here. There's a whole lot of people who'll be hungry at Christmas, and there's a whole lot of, you know, stuff going on. But there's but we look relatively in a very good position.
Well, and, you know, and at least we have the opportunity to talk about it, and we have the opportunity to help each other out. You know,
yeah.
those people that can help do help. And I want to talk to you about what about the days after Christmas and the days after New Year, because there's two big great opportunities to flush every cent you've got away. Tess, you looked away when I said that. When I said flush every cent away after New Year's.
Well, you know, people who are smarter than me tell me this. They say, look, Boxing Day sales are not quite what they appear to be. And if you really want to buy something cheap, you should sort of start doing end of January, beginning of February, because everyone's run out of money and they're going back to work and they think, oh, I've got to save. And that's when, you know, retailers, anyone selling anything, has still got to get turnover in the store. So the best sales are actually
end of January. What are your thoughts on actually like striking up a bit of it? Because, you know, you see some savvy people on the shop floor and they go, $750. It's a little rich for me. Mm. And then the assistant will go, well, we can show you something cheaper. And they go, what about we do a deal?
Well, you're
within your rights to chuck that out there, eh?
Well, you know what? My dad always said, if you don't ask, you don't get. And what can they do? All they can do is say no.
Yeah, and then you can just walk away and they'll go, I could have got rid of that then. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have turned that over then. It could look like I'd sold a TV then.
But, you know, I don't do Boxing Day sales myself because I hate the traffic. You know, it's just an absolute
nightmare. Either still awake or asleep.
Yeah.
Neither of those things are good to be shopping.
My mum
went to the Boxing Day sales once and found she just happened to be one of the first people there, which is very unlike her actually. She was one of the first people there, and it was one of those if you put your hand on it, it's yours, you know, sort of thing. And so she rang me 27 times before I answered the phone because I was so tired. I was just going, no, I'm not answering. No. And 27, and then a funny one says, I'm down here. Are you going to come down? I've got you. Oh, good on her.
And maybe it's not Boxing Day sale time in terms of spending. Maybe it's Boxing Day saving time as well, right? So just don't spend the money. Save it. You know, if every dollar you save at 20 will be worth $3 or $4 by the time you're 60, or it might.
This is the thing, it should be worth twice
that to buy your first home.
This is the thing with the KiwiSaver. That of course Simplicity. Do you want to explain to people who might have only just got in the game late?
Yeah.
Just what all the Simplicity nonsense is.
Well, we're the lowest fee non-profit provider, so we have the lowest fees in town, and we're about to announce pretty shortly some amazing return numbers because we charge the lowest fees. We give 15% to charity. One thing I can tell you right now, mate, first to hear it, is that we're going to make our biggest ever charitable donation this Christmas.
Are you the only KiwiSaver that donates to charity?
The only one I know of. I mean, I'm sure they all do small stuff. The thing I'd like to shout out to is those big banks that made $5 billion this year. I'd love to see some real Christmas cheer from them, and them divert 15% of their management fees towards charity. That'd be an enormous number.
So do you want to tell us how much you can do? Announce that yet or not?
It's probably going to be about $100,000, which is going to be and it's all going to be yay. And it's all going to be focused on kids that struggle at Christmas. You know, there are heaps of them out there that are hungry, don't have presents. don't have a holiday to go on. All this real basic stuff, man. It's just...
Yeah, it just makes one day of the year a little bit more fun for them. It's really cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Really, really cool. And, yeah, so it's things are looking really, really good. And, look, you know, I think going into Christmas, any New Zealander should feel like... they should actually feel that we're living in a country right now which is, you know, there's a whole lot of challenges and a whole lot of problems, but there's a whole lot of really good stuff going on too. I actually personally think we're about to go into a decade or two of the most prosperous time we've seen, probably in the last century.
Really, really. Yeah, see, a lot of people disagree with that. A lot of people say we're about to fall down a massive, great big economic hole again.
Yeah, and I don't think so. I think what you'll see. I mean, Kiwis are just saving so much money right now. That saving will be invested in the economy. It'll create the whole new generation of jobs and growth. Listen, there'll be tough times. There are always tough times, but overall, the trend's very positive.
And so what do you think's inspired that? Just basically getting a little bit too close to the edge.
We are saving money, not spending money.
Why do you think that is?
Well, look at KiwiSaver, man. In 10 years, we've saved $50 billion. That's $50,000 million New Zealanders have saved. And that doesn't go into the housing market. That gets reinvested in New Zealand businesses, creates jobs. Why do we have such low unemployment right now? Why do we have so many well-paying jobs? One of the reasons is KiwiSaver. And it was $50 billion the first 10 years. In the next 10 years, it's going to be another $75 billion into New Zealand and another $75 billion invested overseas, man. We're going to start getting richer.
Do you think would you push for higher wagers? Because I think New Zealand is absolutely, it's criminal how low our wages are compared to our cost of living.
Yeah, I think we need to have a high minimum wage. And listen, I talk as an investor, right, in these companies that pay these minimum wages. I want them to pay higher minimum wages because it will make them more efficient, right? Yeah. You know, scarce money forces better decisions, right? So if you make wages higher, companies will think very seriously about how they get it efficient out of workers. And bear in mind also, of course, that we're in a very low unemployment environment right now. People wouldn't have believed that, and I think that's going to carry on. I think if you're a varsity student right now qualifying, think about the job market you're going to be going into the next 10 years. It's actually going to be really good. There's going to be a lot of jobs. There'll be better paid jobs.
But what about the robots?
Yeah, you know what, there was this awesome picture I saw the other day of Fifth Avenue in New York in 1899, right? And it had all these horses and it had one car, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw the same picture in 1913 and it was all cars and one horse, right?
Yeah.
So if you're in 1899 and you're a blacksmith, you would have said, what about the jobs? Those damn cars are taking our jobs away.
Yeah.
In 1913, there were a whole lot more car mechanics than there were blacksmiths out there, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry about the robots. Robots can't think.
Robots have to
I know
be,
people
yeah,
think
yeah.
they can, but humans can think. So I think that there'll be actually be room for both. Like, there are tons of robots right now making cars and making TVs and all that sort of stuff. They've been actually around for decades. Don't be particularly concerned that there are more ones coming out right now. But here's the other thing I want to give you for Christmas, Mikey. $521 of free money. Would you like it?
I'd love that. Thanks.
All right. This is what you do, mate. The government gives you free money if you open a KiwiSaver account. Don't care if it's with Simplicity. Just open one. Have one open and put $1,042. Borrow it. Beg it. Don't steal it.
I've got that in one. Do I still get the present?
Put it in. If you put in $1,042 in every year, the government gives you another $521. And I mean gives you. It's yours, right?
Yeah.
It's free money. But if you don't put that money in, you don't get it. So it's the only free money I've ever seen. So make sure, A, that you have a KiwiSaver account.
Do you want
B,
free money test?
You borrow it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So then you ought to do.
Yep.
That's 10 bucks a week. 10 bucks a week from the government. That's all you have to do. Simple as that.
Sound advice, Sam. Hey, thank you very much for all your support this year and for coming into the radio and to being part of the Breakfast Show. Really appreciate it.
Cheers,
lovely
mate.
To meet you. Congratulations on your announcement later on today, which I don't know what it's going to be because then I wouldn't be able to.
It's going to be good, mate.
It's really great. And very, very, very nice of you to think of the kids at Christmas, and you have your great Christmas. It's Christmas yourself. Christmas on the Isthmus. Are you spending Christmas on the Isthmus, or are you taking? Are you going
I am. Yep, I am. And Merry Christmas, ho ho ho.
Happy New Year. Cheers. Happy 2019. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that?
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's lowest cost KiwiSaver plan. It takes 2 minutes to switch online.